This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. It's All Things Considered. Today, Columbus leaders filed the largest public nuisance lawsuit in the city's history. Joining me now at one of the properties involved is City Attorney Zach Klein. We're at the Mayfair Village apartment complex near Whitehall. What are some of the things that have been reported here?
Well, there's a litany of things. Extensive water damage, inoperable furnaces, damaged walls and ceilings. A ceiling actually collapsed on an individual. Someone fell through a steps. Mold, drains, lighting fixtures with exposed wires that are live wires that someone could get electrocuted. Roach infestations, rodent infestation. So this is spread out over 802 units, three major apartment complexes, really attacking the quality of life, the standard of living that families in our city deserve to have a better place to live. We have worked with this property owner now for months. There is no indication that he wants to change. The only course of action we have now is the appropriate one, and that's to take this individual to court.
Are you looking to shut these complexes down?
No, there's no immediate threat to danger. So we are not looking to shut them down and relocate 802 units. We're not looking to do that now because there is no immediate threat. What we are looking to do is use the court process to compel this individual to fix his properties immediately so that we can raise the quality of life for all the families involved.
This property owner has been fined $1,000 a day for not being up to code. It's around $75,000 already. If that hasn't compelled him, why do you think a court order will?
Well, if you get a court order and you don't follow through with it, you very well could go to jail for contempt of court. So the possibility of jail is real. And as a matter of fact, just last week, we had a negligent landlord get sent to jail for 6 months for failing to live up to a court order. So like that does happen. And we can only have that hook if a judge agrees, an independently elected judge agrees. And that's why we're taking it to court. And hopefully we don't get there. Hopefully we can work through the court process and being supervised by the judicial branch to get this property owner to clean up the property and everyone can you know, have a win here. We can have a good win for the tenants, we have a good win for the city, and a good win for the property owner because he's going to have a better property to own.
In August, you shut down an apartment complex. People did have to be relocated. It's obviously a possibility that something like this might end up there, especially if you have a sustained crackdown on landlords. How does the city go about relocating people, ensuring that people have a place to live when an apartment like this might be all they can afford?
Well, look, it's always a balance, and it's something I'm particularly sensitive to. Relocating someone is only if there is an immediate danger to someone's health. And when you look at the apartment complex that we shut down that you're referencing, there were gangs, there was violence, there were drugs being run out of the adjacent units. There was an elderly woman that lived there who, you know, people were knocking on her door to buy drugs. That was an immediate threat to neighborhood safety and to her own personal safety. It is rare, thankfully, that we have to relocate someone. That is never ideal, but it is something that we will do in order to protect someone's life. Here, we are not to that point, and I don't think we need to engage in a hypothetical exercise of relocating 802 units. My goal in working with the Department of Development and the court will be to abate this nuisance. I feel confident through the court process we can do that.
This lawsuit involves two other AMG properties, Hartford on the Lake near Eastland, the Fitzroy apartment off of Morse Road. We're talking about a combined 802 units. Is this the first step in a larger effort on your office's part to really crack down on code violations, public nuisance, that sort of thing when it comes to people's living conditions?
Yeah, so I made it a priority when I ran for city attorney and then became city attorney to take the utmost aggressive stance to improve the quality of life and strengthen all of our neighborhoods.
Zach Klein, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thanks, Claire.